everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I work with software companies in Oregon, Washington, Utah, and Colorado in the United States. I'm here today with Zubair, who's here from Scion Systems. He's going to tell me a little bit about what he's working on and all the latest Microsoft technologies. So what are you working on? What's your value prop for your company?
At Scion Systems, we build identity and access management solution mm-hmm. on top of Microsoft Active Directory. We use our solutions are use all Microsoft technologies like Active Directory, Federated System, .NET, IaaS, SQL. Everything is all based on Microsoft platforms.
Cool. So what are the latest technologies that you're interested in?
We are very interested in .NET 4.0, mm-hmm. Federated Identity, and as well as claim-based access, because we want to expand and extend our solution to build a proper provisioning engine for internet-facing application along with the single sign-on application.
So you're working with Azure, Windows Azure?
We will move our solution eventually to Azure platform. Right now, our offering is it's a packaged product that enterprises deploy within their enterprise, and from the enterprise, we go and talk to the clouds for the provisioning, deprovisioning, and single sign-on. But at some point in time, mm-hmm. In near future, we will have Azure or software as a service solution where we expect the customers to come and directly sign up for identity management on the cloud itself. They don't have to deploy our solution in their enterprises. And this will be a very useful solution for small and mid-sized enterprises.
Cool. So why don't we do a demo?
Sure. So this is Scion Systems Active Directory Management application that gets hosted in IaaS. And I started the application using the Internet Explorer. As you can see, it provides a graphical view of Active Directory and the state of users and OU. This can be configured. It's per user configuration. For the purposes, we'll go and see the provisioning and deprovision aspect of this application. Enterprises can integrate this application with their HR database. When HR personnel create an account for the user, these settings that are required for Active Directory provisioning are automatically filled up, including when the account should go live and when it needs to expire, if the employee is temporary, and the policy decisions they can make what needs to happen at the time of deprovisioning. As you can see, a lot of this information can be pulled from the HR database, and we provide templates that they can auto-fill this information, thereby automating the provisioning aspects. Now, for deprovisioning, if for any reason employees are let go, HR will make the change in their database, and when they are making the change in the database, this page gets automatically filled. The information in this page automatically gets filled in, and they choose the date on which the deprovisioning needs to happen, and the policy, what should happen to mailbox, what should happen to the membership, security member, of the person, etc., they can make, and they schedule it. On the given date and time, the application will automatically go and take the appropriate actions, thereby automating the deprovisioning. This is a big thing for enterprises, as it simplifies the provisioning and deprovisioning process and allows the HR to from single place do all the provisioning instead of IT trying to do the provisioning for every single user. In addition, this application has a lot of other features. For example, they can automate the group management, group creation, membership management, etc. Exchange management, it has delegation, role-based delegation. It allows for ACL management, so on and so forth. If any enterprise is not comfortable with HR going and creating account, they can implement an approval process where HR creates all the account, goes into a temporary queue, for example, something like this, and Active Directory admin will see the users that they can approve or reject. When a user gets added, an email like this, they will see, including who made the change, what is the change, when and where. Anything that gets deleted, they will see the following type of email with clearly saying the type of change and who made the change. And when some modification happens, they'll get this type of email, which is very useful to ensure that only the authorized people are added into administrative groups.
Thanks so much, Zubair, for the demo. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've learned by working with the Microsoft technologies and what kind of advice you'd give to other developers?
We learned the new versions has a lot of functionality, makes developers' life easier. It's just that we found a little later. We first started architecting and implementing it, and then we hit some roadblocks because our understanding was based on the earlier version of ADFS and .NET and other platforms that we use. And when we got stuck, we did a lot more research, we spent time, and we understood a slightly easier way of doing it. My recommendation for other ISVs is to read the documentation and look at the new features, and also get in touch with Microsoft and ask for help if you think you want to do something and you cannot find information. That will save you a lot of time and heartaches.
Cool. Well, thanks very much. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
See you.